And now to another spy story, this one from the small screen. Will Travers solves puzzles. He sees patterns that most people never knew existed. That's what makes him good at his job. Travers is an intelligence analyst at the heart of the television series Rubicon. It's a show that critics have praised for its tension and intrigue and looming paranoia. In this clip, Travers is showing his boss hidden clues he's discovered in the crossword puzzles of various newspapers.
Five down. What do lucky lepidopter larvae eat? Answer, Marsilia quadrifolia.
Which is?
Four-leaf clover. Our three branches of government are here. Legislative, executive, judicial. What or who does that fourth leaf represent? And what's the message?
Rubicon airs on AMC, and it wraps up its first season tomorrow night. With me is Henry Brummel. He's the show's executive producer. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
For those who haven't seen the show yet, tell me about Will Travers' job. He works at this place called the American Policy Institute. What is it? What goes on there?
It's a sort of off-the-grid intelligence analyst office in New York City.
Sort of masking as a think tank.
Yeah, exactly, as a research center. And hopefully they're some of the best and the brightest and come up with information and patterns that tell them a story that can help us defend ourselves.
So the main storyline is that Will Travers notices that all of these people who also work in this field in intelligence start to die after a coded message is delivered in a crossword puzzle. He sort of spends the series trying to get to the bottom of this conspiracy. The story unfolds pretty slowly. We get, you know, as viewers, we get clues in this kind of trickle, but it's still pretty gripping stuff. How important was the pacing of the series to you?
Very important. The whole show is rooted in the feel and the look and the pacing of early 70s American filmmaking, specifically some of the sort of paranoid political thrillers of the time, like 3 Days of the Condor and The Parallax View. What we want to do is not have it be a ride in an amusement park, but something closer to what it's like for the person, in this case Will Travers, trying to unravel the puzzle, which is slow and deliberative and a lot of little, you know, sort of false alleys and finally getting to what he wants to know.
I read that your dad was a spy, that you actually grew up with a spy in your family. How did that affect the way you approach this series? Because obviously it's all about spies. I mean, you didn't grow up living in the U.S. at times, right?
No, we grew up all over the world. God knows what he was doing, but we were with him. But he was in the operations side for about almost 30 years. And when we were, you know, first sort of devising this show and came up with the idea of it being about analysts, I have to admit there was a little string that went ding inside me because, I'm pretty fascinated by it. I think it's, you know, you have a father who was silent by nature, who found a job in which he didn't have to actually ever talk about what he did. So maybe he found his perfect job. But for a kid like myself, it just made it all the more imperative that I figure out what he was doing.
The whole show is set against the backdrop of post-9/11 American paranoia, basically, right?
Yes.
And as you know, there are still quite a few people in this country and even around the world. I mean, notably, Iran's president, Ahmadinejad, people who believe that 9/11 was an inside job, that it was a government conspiracy. Do you ever worry that your show kind of feeds into some of that?
Yeah, I do. I was talking with friends the other night, some journalist friends, about this and about how in the early 70s filmmaking that we sort of our hearts go back to, the paranoia was basically coming from one side of the political spectrum, the left, or what constitutes the left in the United States. You know, in reaction to Nixon, of Watergate, of being lied to by the government top to bottom. And now we find ourselves in the very strange position of the paranoia coming from the right side of the spectrum. I mean, Thomas Pynchon beautifully said in, I think, V, that what we got when we lost religion as a unifying glue in our culture was paranoia. Because we have to have something that suggests there are secret workings going on. And he may be right, you know, that it's less terrifying to look out into the world and see conspiracy, no matter how kooky it sounds, than to look out in the world and see nothing.
That's Henry Brummell. He's the executive producer of AMC's Rubicon. The final episode of season one airs tomorrow night. Henry Brummell, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.